Welcome to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's Big Neighborhood, boy. Thank you for being in the neighborhood. You. Do continue to hang out. Woo. Give us some of your time if you can. We got an all-new
Who is it?
Natalia, tell us who it is right now.
No, not yet, but I'll tell you this.
What?
You know him. Luigi knows him. Ani knows him. Jason, Juan, everyone in their cars, everyone, everywhere right
everyone
now.
Everyone knows him.
Knows
is
him.
It
knows
Kid
him.
Cudi?
Because, you know, Rock. I don't want to let you know if it's the guy or girl.
Right.
You never know.
All right. So it is it's one.
It's
not
one.
Knows them.
Yes, it's one.
Kid Cudi.
One person. No.
Who is it then?
Big, you're going to have to wait till I
Beyonce.
Yeah. No.
Hey, dude, we're not guaranteed another minute.
That's true. You know?
That is true, but now we can look forward to it.
Hey, dude, you would feel bad if I fell over and died right
Stop.
Now. You're like, all you wanted
Don't.
To know was who is it?
Like short.
I couldn't even tell him who is it. Like then I'm going to come into your house and I'm going to be like, ooh, you didn't tell me.
Took a very
you
drastic
didn't
turn.
Tell me. Yes, it did. So in a nutshell, we got an all-new who is it that we got to wait on. All righty now. And are you having trouble sleeping? Lord knows I am.
Yes, you do.
Dude, I had the worst. I sleep horribly. Anyway, horribly, man. I'm up all night. But why? And my brain was on a billion last night, man. I'm freestyling like I was Jadakiss in the verses against the diplomats.
Like, hold up.
Ideas and podcast stuff and all this. You know how I was saying, man, I'm going to start doing like fake Instagram stuff.
That's right.
So last night I came up with like fake book that I'm going to hashtag.
Fake
yeah, you know, instead of. Dude, so we shall see. But Dr. Oz will be in the neighborhood. And he's going to talk to us about some of your things. But mainly it's going to focus on me.
Yeah, that's true.
No. But Dr. Oz, man, are you having trouble sleeping? Dr. Oz will be here to help.
Doctor.
And also, yes, believe that, man. And also, in case you missed it, Ani.
Young Thug
in the neighborhood.
Big hit song with Camila Cabello, Havana, came out 2017.
Yeah.
It went diamond, but he has to thank his mom for
that. Yeah, man. You know what diamond is? Okay. 10 million.
Yeah, and they're saying that Camila Cabello is the second Hispanic artist to do this after Cardi B in the U.S.
Wow,
to get
congratulations. Yeah. She's so nice.
I like her.
Yeah, she
do.
Is so She's nice,
super
man.
Sweet.
And my daughter loves her. Loved her for years, but at the time, dude, she would do her videos and dance steps and Fifth Harmony as a group. Man, they were so beautiful, but I love that she got that. And also, do age gaps work in relationships?
Yeah. There's a new survey that is blowing my mind when it comes to age gaps. Men, women, it's not what you think.
Right.
So I'll let you know what happened.
And I got to wait on that, too.
Yes,
I got a 10-year age gap. Do I need to go home? Y'all stick around. Y'all radios, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big laughs, big stars, big hip-hop hits. It's Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy.
It's about that time for your phone tap on the tens. We got some Luther Abbasad. This one right here, man, is my man Tattoo. This is one of his favorite phone taps. This is where Luther calls to get a tow truck for his car, his truck that's stuck in the center. It's going, man, what color is the car? Let's go to get into your phone tap on the tens right here, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Got your phone tapped. What you gonna do? All we need now is the right word or two to make it all stick like glue. Got you.
Call about the Totra.
From where?
And Sandro.
Sandra.
Yes, my car broke down.
From where any go?
Negro one.
Where the car?
The car is broken.
But where?
In the street. My wife, my family.
Huh?
Yes.
I don't understand, huh?
My car broke.
Yeah, I know it broke, but where?
Earlier.
Where?
No line, no power, no bill, no nothing. No care, just power.
Okay, where you live?
In my home, Los Pacandres.
I know, enciende, amigo.
My wife, my car, we start, and the car, it's the horn,
No enciende, amigo.
It's cold, it's real cold, sir, Guimarros.
Where? Can I talk to somebody out there?
I met the payphone by myself, doing the phone tapping, then 17, 19, 18.
Where is the car?
Next to the hammer.
Straight where?
Straight down your
I don't know. Where are you?
Yes, I'm over by Roscoe's and the Via Tepeyac, the mango special.
Where?
The thing for the angels.
And where the car going?
The car is going to the center.
Can I help you?
Yes, we called for the service.
Where are you at?
By the center.
The civic center?
No, the other center.
Oh, the shopping center?
No, the other center.
Center of what?
The center of your
You. We're going to come down there and put the hook on you and tear you in half.
Yeah! Phone taps on the tins. Every hour, every day. Right here at Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's Neighborhood. Louis G up in here. What up, Lou Dawg?
Yo, did you guys see the Powerball winner was in California? $699 million.
And whoever
bro.
That is, man, I'm going to tell you straight up, I love that person.
Yes.
I love you out there. That person, man. Always been dear to my heart, you know?
But that's not the best thing about the Powerball, Big. There was one reporter who went out on the streets, and before the Powerball was announced last week, she was on the streets, and she was like in a convenience store. She was just asking a random guy.
Yeah, how they always do.
Yeah. What would you do if you won the Powerball? And this guy became a legend.
You bought your ticket. What are you going to do with that money if you...
Like I said, not all heroes wear capes. This is his answer.
All right. So let me hear her question again.
You bought your ticket. What are you going to do with that money if you...
If you win, mm-hmm. right?
Well, I'm definitely going to get a new supercharged Mustang with dual exhaust and about 5 kilos of cocaine, and I'll be good to go.
Okay, so you like cars. You like cars. I don't like cars. I don't know what I would do with all of that money. I would have to sit on it, pray on it for a day, figure out what I want to do with it. But, Doug, back to you. I mean,
She played like he didn't say he wanted 5 kilos of cocaine, huh?
Forgot to mention the cocaine part, lady.
The 5 kilos.
But he wanted a supercharged
Mustang.
Man,
you get $699 million, bro. You don't need 5 kilos.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Unless you're going to party down on 5 kilos.
That's true.
You definitely don't need to flip no bricks, though.
Not at all.
Yeah,
if you
want to
have a big-time party, that's what you do.
Hey, dude, and that's a real question
100%
and answer.
100%, bro.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'm definitely going to get a new supercharged Mustang with dual exhaust and about 5 kilos of cocaine.
There it is. All right.
Get his ass arrested.
He didn't win, though, right?
No, he didn't.
Okay. Because I would have definitely been waiting for him. Like, all right.
Dreams.
We got to put a trail on this dude right here. We got to tell him because.
I was asking my mom the other day, too, and I was like, because, you know, my dad plays the lottery a lot. He plays scratchers. And my dad, at one point, bro, I swear to God, he had this notebook where he was trying to, like, figure out a combination of numbers. And at one point, I was like, dude, it's taking over his mind.
Oh, yeah?
Like, to the point where it was just like, I would see him take it inside the restroom. He would come out. He'd be in the living room. He'd spend hours
trying to
figure out combinations. I was
like,
dude.
It's like a beautiful mind over there.
There's actually a way of figuring out how many combinations you can create with the amount of numbers.
Your dad gonna figure that out while he's taking the deuce, though.
Not at all.
You know what I'm saying? While he's sitting down on the toilet,
but more power to him. But man, I swear to God, dude, that dude played the lottery for so long, and I'm hoping that at least one of these days
What did he want to buy? A souped-up charging Mustang and 6 kilos of cocaine?
Yeah, 6 kilos of cocaine.
Alrighty, there it is. Stick around your radios, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're waking up to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy.
Nathalia's up in here. It's time for a round of Who is that? Let's just go right to the reveal.
Yes,
No, we got to play the game.
Jeopardy style. We should go ahead and give them the reveal.
I think we should do it just like the OG way.
All right, like Alex Trebek anyway. You prayed for his downfall.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
R.I.P. Alex Trebek. So this person, unfortunately, they had a little bit of a mishap that something happened to them. This was them showing off what happened.
I ripped my whole dating off the tire.
Hold on, let me hear it again.
I ripped my whole dating off the tire.
Is he saying dating off the tire?
I believe so.
Hold on, let me hear.
I ripped my whole dating off the tire.
Okay, it sounded like he said I ripped my whole dating off the tire.
And I'm not a car person.
So that's somebody that's into a car, dating or wire rims.
Yeah.
Love them. You know what I'm saying? Got them on my Cadillac, if I can ever get it finished. Alrighty, so...
who do you guys think? Do you guys have any idea?
I ripped my whole dating off the tire.
You know, it sounds like a relaxed Snoop Dogg to
me.
Yes,
it does.
It sounds like a relaxed Snoop Dogg. But I'm going to go and say that it's Solange, Beyonce's sister.
Solange Knowles?
Yeah, Solange Knowles.
Louis I'm going to go with Tyrese.
Tyrese. Right. Okay, Ani?
I want to say Young Jeezy.
All right, let me hear it again.
Oh, I ripped my whole dating off the tire.
See, I don't rip my whole... That sound like dog, but then the dating off the tire doesn't sound like Snoop. Alrighty, I'm gonna lock in Snoop Dogg.
Okay,
you, I wish I had a lock in sound. Give me one of those.
I'm going with Tyrese.
You going Tyrese? Tyrese would have went much longer though.
Yeah,
what do you mean? You know what I'm saying? If you know yeah. Tyrese, he would have went much
well,
longer.
Well, I think one word is gonna definitely give it away, so I'm just not even gonna say who's right, but I'm gonna play the reveal for you.
Alrighty, here we go.
I'm gonna rip my whole dating off the tire, cuz.
Snoop Dogg.
It's Snoop Dogg,
ladies and gentlemen. Yes, it is. There it is, man.
Yeah, he got in a car accident.
Really?
Yeah, there was like a crazy storm that a lot of us went through, and he was driving around, and he got into a little bit of an accident.
Damn.
And he was showing off, but he's okay.
And this is what happened?
I'm gonna rip my whole dating off the tire, cuz.
Usually when somebody get into an accident and then they do a video,
yeah.
I can figure out they're okay.
Yep.
Man, dog, take care of yourself, man. All righty. So you had Snoop as well, Ani?
I had Young Jeezy.
Yeah, Young Jeezy. And you,
Tyrese for
some reason.
Yeah, you
was all over the place.
You're the winner,
man. There it is right there, man. 15 billion points.
Yeah.
Y'all stick around. Y'all radio's Big Boys Neighborhood.
You're checking out Big Boys Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boys Neighborhood. Louis G is up in here, and it's about that time for...
Another Idiot Award.
Yes, we got another idiot award. You would think I would just record that intro so I don't have to
Another idiot award.
Sounds good live.
All right, what we got? Yeah, it does.
Yeah, man.
What
this,
we got, baby
this
boy?
This one's a dirty one, bro. It's kind of disgusting. But
a
this
white
is...
horse fell in the mud?
No, it's worse than that, man. But we always talk about people doing it for the gram, and I'm like, dude, this guy is desperate for attention. Idiot decided to rent a white helicopter, fly above the Hollywood sign in Los Angeles, California, play the national anthem out of these loudspeakers in this, like, American flag Speedo.
Oh, God.
Get out. Like, you know, obviously there's two openings on the helicopter.
Yeah,
he was
man.
Hanging on the side of the other one, and he decided to pull down his Speedos and poop on the Hollywood sign.
Oh,
and
no.
And he recorded all this on video, and he put it up on social media.
Okay, I know what happened.
Why would you do that, you idiot?
Yeah, man.
Bro, he said that he was tired of seeing Hollywood poop on America, so he thought it was time for him to poop on Hollywood.
Over it.
Hey,
how
dude,
much attention
not only
do you
is
want,
he going to
dude.
Get in trouble?
Yes.
The pilot's going to get in trouble.
Exactly, man. They know exactly who this guy is.
Yeah, you got to log
He's
in.
He's on his website, and they don't know who the pilot is yet. But like you said, both of those idiots are going to get in trouble for doing this, bro.
Oh, bro.
And
here
that's
you go.
Why they
Hopefully
get
he can
award.
Stop by and pick this up before he goes to jail.
No! You're dumb! You're stupid!
All right, we're right over. You can go ahead and drop your travel list now.
A smooth idiot, man.
Yo, man, talk about crying for attention, bro.
Oh, man.
What are these people doing?
So have they got him yet?
They haven't got him yet.
Oh, man. You know what, bro? By the time we get out of here today, they ain't going to have him.
Yes.
This story going to be old, bro.
Like, how much time do you have to put this whole thing together and orchestrate this and think this is a smart
You know what,
idea?
Man? Everybody has an agenda, a purpose, a this. Like, everybody want to be shocking now.
Yeah.
Hollywood's pooped on us, so I'm pooping on Hollywood.
And
what, he didn't win an Oscar?
Not an
Oscar. Oh, okay.
Probably.
That's like Snoop in a helicopter and going over to Grammy Museum.
That's
He's been
true,
nominated
man.
Many times. He should poop on him.
Yeah, man.
That is ridiculous,
Idiot,
dude.
Man. And unfortunately, I was the one who clicked play on the stupid video and I saw it.
Hey, man, it worked out, though.
It was gross.
Oh, they showed the video
they showed
of it.
Bro, that was gross.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Let it be known.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Shoot it to me. I want to see it, though. You know, sometimes I don't look at car accidents, but I'll look at that. All righty. Another idiot award out there. Yes. Y'all stick around. Y'all radios. Big Boys Neighborhood.
You're in Big Boys Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boys
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy.
Give it up for Ani. Ani is up in here. Click of the day, Ani.
Big, this surprised me, but TikTok has passed Instagram for our teen's second favorite social media app.
Really? What's the first? Snapchat?
Snapchat.
Yeah, yeah. My kids are on Snapchat.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Do you feel like that? I always thought, even with Chula, when it comes to her, I thought she was more of a TikTok person because she put me on TikTok.
I think she is more of a TikTok, but their communications and everything, not posting or doing anything, but just like... you know, a lot of their communication is Snapchat.
And that's exactly what this study was saying. So it's saying that most of the teens right now, around the age of 15 and a half is the average, they're saying Snapchat is their favorite, then it's TikTok, then it's Instagram.
Yeah.
But engagement, first comes Instagram. That's really? The most engaging. Then it's Snapchat.
For teens?
Then, yep.
Man, my kids, they never really on Instagram. Like, especially Jaden. Especially
really?
Jaden.
Actually, yeah. Like
Chula, she'll jump on. Jade, she'll jump on, and I'll see, but nah.
So, yeah, Big, that's an. I noticed that, too, because my cousins in high school and stuff, who I follow, I'm like, you guys never post that. In high school, I was posting
and
all
I think,
the time.
I think, like, my kids are more, because, you know, we control their Instagram. Yeah. And I think with Snapchat, a lot of parents don't really jump on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they out there. Like, I found drugs. I didn't know my daughter was a drug dealer.
What? No, she's
yeah,
not.
Yeah, she sells cocaine through Snapchat. Yeah, I didn't know.
Snapchat.
You would never.
Yeah, you know.
But, Big, that's a really
Snap
good
crack, she called it. No. No, just playing.
But that's a really good thing, because I actually jumped on Twitter when I was younger because no parents were on there.
Right.
They were on Facebook, Instagram, and I was like,
Twitter's
mine. Yeah, yeah,
Telegrams. You know what I'm saying? All the grams.
But Big, if you had to pick from those three, one social media that had to go from Snapchat, TikTok, and Instagram, which one do you think you would get rid of?
Damn. Snapchat, TikTok, or Instagram? Oh, I would get rid of Snapchat.
Snapchat?
Really? You know why? Because I don't really use it.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
But I don't want to hurt my kids, but... I mean, I got to secure my mask, right?
That's right.
All right? Yeah,
exactly.
It'd be Snapchat. What about you?
Me, I would definitely get rid of TikTok.
Really?
Oh.
If it was Twitter or any of those, Twitter, I would throw out.
No, that's the one I would
Yeah, Twitter, I would throw out, man.
I would throw out Instagram.
Really?
And I would
well, we weren't really asking
Twitter
you
close.
Yet. Thank you so much.
Honey,
I wish we could just have our conversation without the mother Natalia jumping in.
It was different. I want
to
get rid of Instagram.
I'm trying to talk to her. We don't get a chance to build like this. We talk all the time.
That's
we hang out. We go to sushi. You know what I'm saying? So you would get rid of which one first?
I would get rid of Instagram. And I would keep a tight hold of Twitter.
Really?
Oh,
see,
Twitter.
I'm not on Twitter as much. What about you, Louie? Oh, we out of time.
Get rid of Instagram.
He said Instagram. He snuck that in. All right, well, y'all stick around. Y'all radio's Big Boy's
Thank
Neighborhood.
This is Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy.
Natalia's up in here. Survey says...
Survey says...
Survey says what, Natalia?
Survey says that... You should have an age gap. Or
you
maybe,
should.
Or no, actually, it's more like it's happening more often now.
Right.
Like, it is not like this weird thing, like, oh, you've got this big age gap. I've dated younger before.
Really?
I've also dated much older before.
You
so,
said younger before, and then you said much
older.
Damn,
yeah.
Girl.
Yes,
What's
I
much
have.
Older? You
so
put
look,
mirrors under his nose to see if he's still breathing?
Not that much older.
Okay.
But this
he's
one.
Eating for half price, you eating for regular.
The survey says that 81% of women are open to dating someone 10 years younger than they are. And that's always like...
What is it, 95% of men?
99?
Well, pretty close. But that's like the older women, it's always like, oh, you're a cougar or you're dating younger, that sort of thing, right? And the same survey says that 90% of men are interested in dating someone 10 years older. Older
really?
Than them.
90% of men date older women like that?
How old were these men?
Yeah, how old were the men?
Well, I didn't go that deep into the survey. Thank you, Louie,
yeah,
for putting me on
the survey.
Spot.
Yeah. That's true. But Natalia says.
But I do love this idea of, you know, guys being more interested in dating an older woman and then the women dating the younger men, because we all know.
I know
this.
A lot of guys. I don't think I know that guy.
Yeah, same here, man.
I think that there's like this, there's. Men don't mature as quickly as women.
Really?
And so, you know, for
that,
them.
That is not true.
That's
people
a bold
say
statement.
That. I rubber you glue, whatever you say bounces off of me and sticks onto you.
Yeah.
There it is.
So I can see like the whole, like, that's when, why guys date younger women. But I like this opposite of the guys. Dating older women, because you know why? Because they can teach him a thing or two.
Is Myra older than you,
Louie? No, she's younger.
All right.
Yeah.
But not how, by
see,
like...
It's all because
but not
of looks.
Like a hell of an age.
What do you mean it's all because of looks?
Yeah, women want to date younger men because of their looks, and they look younger. And men want to date...
And then younger men want to date older women because they're financially stable.
Yeah. Oh, so it's like a sugar mama situation.
Yeah.
You said it, I did.
Pretty much.
I think this works
like
personality
like when I was homeless, I would have definitely dated an older woman at house.
A car.
You want something to eat? Yes.
Straight
yes,
up,
I
bro.
Would like my clothes folded.
Well, hey,
thank
man,
you.
What do you like about her? Her roof.
No. I think age gaps work in relationships.
They do. I'm 10 years older than Veronica.
See? Yeah. My parents were, they didn't work out in the end, but my parents did have a big age gap, and they really? Were together for over 10 years.
Yeah, so it worked.
Same 10 years.
Okay. Yeah. So hit us up. Do age gaps work in a relationship? Y'all hit us up. We want to hear from you. Do age gaps work in a relationship? Y'all hit us up. 866-246-8923. Big Boys Neighborhood.
You're in Big Boys Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boys Neighborhood. Do continue to hang out with us, man. Your 810 phone tap is an 810. Listen to win. Phone tap. We got your VIP experience for Day in Vegas, November 12th through the 14th. Man, Kendrick Lamar, Travis Scott, Tyler the Creator, SZA, Lil Baby, DaBaby, YG, Polo G, so many more. Your chance to win is coming up during your 810 phone tap. But right now, do age gaps work in a relationship? Hit us up, 866-246-8923. Let's go to Veronica and see what's going down with Veronica. Veronica, hello.
Hello, big boy.
Hello, Veronica. Veronica, do age gaps work in a relationship, love?
Yeah, they do. I'm actually in one.
All righty, and explain.
Okay, we have 10 years difference, but sometimes the immaturity, like let's say in the younger person and the maturity in the older person, you know, it's a good balance, you know, in fights. You know, he'll tell me where I'm wrong, and then I'll tell him where he's wrong. And I think it works. I think it's like a very good gap, 10 years.
And y'all 10 years, and who's older?
Yeah. He is.
He's older?
Yeah, he's 10 years older.
All right, so he's 10 years older. And how long have y'all been together?
5 years.
Right. Nice. Is this the first time that you've dated with that kind of age gap and got like a serious dating?
No, I've dated more.
Oh, ooh. I heard
like
that.
A bigger age gap?
12 years.
12 years. Okay. Oh, yeah. All righty. And do any of your friends or family have anything to say about the 10-year age gap, or do they like them?
Oh, they like them.
I heard that. And y'all been together 5 years? Is this the guy you think you're going to marry?
Oh, yeah, we're married.
Oh, nice. Y'all married already?
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead now. All righty. So it definitely works for you, and you say with the 10-year age gap that there is a balance there.
Yeah.
I love it. All righty. It works for her. All righty. Y'all hit us up. 866-246-8923. Works for Veronica. Let's bring Christina into the neighborhood. Christina, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Christina. Christina, do age gaps work in a relationship, Christina?
I believe they do if we really work hard. I am in a relationship right now for a 14-year gap.
Oh, 14-year gap. Nice. I heard that. And who's older, the guy?
Yeah.
I told you. See, it's always the man that's older. You know? Now, is this the biggest age gap that you had, Christina?
Yes, it is.
And if you don't mind my asking, how old are you, Christina?
I just turned 27, which we share the same birthday that I've been wanting to tell you.
So he's about like what? Is he about 41?
Yeah. Okay. Well, he's gonna turn 41.
All righty. Okay. And what do your friends and family say about you and a 41-year-old 14-year age gap?
Actually, I feel like they were the ones that pushed me towards him.
Right.
I never really liked him, and I was like, you know what? Let's try this. And
let me ask you this, honestly, Christina, just real quick. Why you don't date in your age bracket? Like, why you don't date, like, guys your age?
I'm not sure. It's like, I guess that they don't want to be stable. They're not financially ready.
Right.
They
still sowing wild oats.
Financially ready. That was a key word right there.
No, wasn't she said something before that?
They're not rich.
You know what I'm saying? No, she said that.
They don't have money in the savings account.
There you go.
Maturity.
There you go. Yeah, maturity, sure. Bro. Uh-huh. All righty.
Dollar
so
bills.
If you guys want to battle Luke, do age gaps work in relationships? Y'all hit us up, Big Boys Neighborhood.
Check this out.
Hey, did you find a big boy from Big Boys Neighborhood on iHeartRadio? We have the most fun on your radio. Lil Nas X, if you knew you wanted to go to a concert or to a game, do you know that you can just walk up to a building and say, hey, you know, I just want to jump in real quick and see such and such?
It would actually work sometimes.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like one time I was in the UK, but I was still like super fairly new. I was like outside the club. I was trying to get in because I think I was 1 year too young, but they usually don't give a
Yeah.
But it was like, up, nope, not not gonna happen. I was like, I have a number one song in your country. Can I please just come in?
Oh yeah, did you use it?
I'm like, you guys are playing my song right now.
You're like, well, I'm gonna take my. Did they let you in?
They didn't. Oh.
Thank you for listening. It is your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood. You can catch more of us right here on iHeartRadio. Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's Neighborhood. It's about that time for your 810 phone tap. This one right here, let's get into a little bit of longevity right here, man. Yes, longevity. This is where Luther calls for some advice, but winds up talking to a older lady. Mm-hmm. But I love, this is one of those phone taps where I wish I can go see the person. Yeah. Like, I know what city and state she's staying because I called the number. But I would love, like, one time I was out there and I have her address. And I wanted to knock on the door and just see who came to the door.
Did you ever knock on it?
No, because I didn't want to get arrested. or shot. Let's get into your phone tap, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Hello, man. Speak to please.
He's not in.
Could you tell him that Luther called?
Yep.
Do you remember my grandfather, Martin Luther Lufay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, I'm going through the 12-stair program right now.
The 12-stair?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
I've been through a lot of different things in my life. I'm sorry, ma'am.
Did you try, you seeking the Lord?
Yes,
For repentance?
Yes, I have tried seeking the Lord for repentance.
Well?
I'm putting things together right now. But if I would have stayed on the straight and narrow, I could have been hopscotch champion. I won the 2000.
Is that the kind of work you do?
As far as work, I do the flapjacks over at International House of Pancakes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I'm what they call the head flipper over there.
I know you got to make a lot of them.
Tell me about it.
Big tanks of battery.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Do you ever make it to Vegas?
Honey, I've traveled all over the world.
I heard that.
I went to school in New Orleans for a while.
Wow.
My dad just continued to work there and come home periodically, it would be.
He came home when?
He would come home periodically. I'm glad I had hard times, and now I know how to appreciate the good times.
I hear you. And see, that's where I'm at. I've been going through the hard times. I'm ready to have some good times.
Yeah, well, it takes a longevity for that.
It takes what now?
Longevity. Climbing up the mountain. You got to climb up. Long.
Now, I'm going to write that down. You say?
Long endeavity. I don't know how you spell it right now. Long suffering.
Yes, ma'am.
Long understanding. But your longness might not be as long as others.
I heard that. Well, yeah.
Okay, I got to run.
How can you run and you got rods in your knees? Stop that.
Well, what I mean, not liberally.
And I wasn't taking it liberally. So, you know.
No, I'm not going to run anywhere.
Right. But I hear
you. That means I got to get off this land because I got a phone call.
All righty, okay. Hon. And I thank you. And I'm writing those kind words down again. Okay. You said you got to suffer long and you got to do what now?
Long endeavity.
Phone taps on the tens every hour, every day, right here at Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities, Big Boy's Neighborhood. All righty, we want to continue to holler at you. Do age gaps work in a relationship? Hit us up, 866-246-8923. Let's go to bring Sean into the neighborhood. Sean, hello.
Hello, Big.
Hello there, Sean. Sean, do age gaps work in a relationship?
They do, Big. I'm in one.
All righty. And what's the age gap?
Well, it's 9 years, and she's the older one, and I'm the younger one.
Oh, nice. Go ahead. We found them.
Okay.
All righty now. And why an older woman, 9 years?
Well, just to piggyback off what I think Natalia said earlier, you know, the women are mature and the kids show the men something. You know, I feel like sometimes I act immature and petty,
mm-hmm.
and she just puts me in my place. And she just, like, makes me feel like, okay, you're acting dumb, grow up.
I
see that, and I look at her, and I'm just like, wow, you're acting like my mother now. Like, ooh. I don't want you to be my mother. I want you to be my girl. So
right.
I just start acting straight and, you know, just start acting mature and just, you know, she puts me in my place.
Yeah, I heard that. Aww. Almost sound like verbal abuse. You like, you just acting dumb and stupid. It's a little punk ass over here. Alrighty, and how long have y'all been together, Sean?
Oh, we're going on 2.5 years now. It's amazing.
We're actually
expecting a baby. She's having a C-section this Friday.
Man, congratulations to you and the queen. I heard that.
I'm a little nervous, but, you know, my voice is a little shaking because I'm nervous, but it's my first girl, and I'm excited, big.
I heard that, man. And how old are you, Sean?
I'm 28, and my girl's 37.
I heard that, man. Is this her first child as well?
No, she has two beautiful daughters whom I love so much. And
I love it.
I have one son, loves him so much, and we have big family, big.
Man, congratulations to you, bro. Congratulations on your relationship. Congratulations on your child that's coming. And thank you for calling into the neighborhood, Sean. All righty, my brother?
Thank you. Hey, go Bolts, Louis. Go Bolts.
There it is, man. And you did a great job. No need to be nervous. You did a great job. Believe that. Do age gaps work in a relationship? Hit us up, 866-246-8923. That's 866-246-8923. Big Boys Neighborhood.
You're checking out Big Boys Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boys Neighborhood. All righty now. Do age gaps work in a relationship? Hit us up, 866-246-8923. That's 866-246-8923. Let's go ahead and bring Lulu into the neighborhood. See what's going down with Lulu. Lulu, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Lulu. Do age gaps work in a relationship?
No, they don't for me. I've done them both ways.
I heard that.
Biggest gap for me was 19 years. He was the oldest. I was younger. We have a kid together. Wow. It didn't work, obviously. And then younger guys for me, it didn't work because the maturity level was horrible. But I stayed because the bedroom was banging.
Right, right. And how much younger was the younger guy?
He was about 9 years younger than me.
All right, so you've had 9 years younger and the bedroom was banging. You had almost 20 years older and that just didn't work out.
It didn't.
I heard that. Yeah, 20 years, 19 years is a hell of a gap. Yeah, you know
it
what I'm
is.
Saying?
It is. It is.
And how old were you when Lulu, when you were dating a guy that was 19 years older?
Ooh, let's see. That was 12 years ago. So I was like 27?
Oh, man. Yeah. He was 100? Good Lord, have mercy. I heard that. Guy? Hell yeah.
Where did you meet him?
She met him at the That's where she met him at. I heard that. All righty. Y'all hit us up. 866-246-8923. Yeah, man. Do age gaps work in a relationship? Big Boys Neighborhood.
You're waking up to Big Boys Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boys Big Neighborhood. Boy. Nathalia's up in here. All righty. Neighborhood news, Nathalia.
Yeah, these celebrities in Hollywood sometimes, Big, they just do the weirdest things. Well, Meghan Trainor, she's a singer. She just revealed that she decided, her and her husband, that when they were building, like they were doing construction on their new home, they said, you know what would be a great idea? Let's have two toilets in one bathroom. And let's have the toilets side by side so that we can go to the bathroom at the same time.
And they're building it, so they built that by choice.
By choice. This wasn't some, we found this house with this weird feature. This was, we mentally want two toilets next to each other so that we could.
That's crazy.
And their reason was because, oh, well, we go to the bathroom at the same time. Like, we always have to go to the bathroom at the same time. How much are you doing together that you really need two toilets to go to the bathroom at this? You can't hold
it. Can you imagine sitting down next to Veronica and I'm like, oh my God, baby. Did Jaden's grades come in yet? You got the schedule? Hold on. Oh, yeah. Hold on.
Pass the toilet paper.
Yeah, man. You number one? I'm number two.
I have been in the bathroom before when Matt has like gone to the bathroom like really quickly to ask him something, but never would I sit down and go to the bathroom at the same time as him. That's just weird. Like the people, there are couples that do weird things and I don't get it sometimes.
Hey man, you know what it trips me out sometimes too, man, is when I see a couple that's dressed like the same.
Oh.
Like Veto and I thought about this like the day before yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah. I was like, man, I don't think Veto and I have ever dressed the same.
Coordinated. Like matching suits kind of
like,
thing?
Like, yeah, and you like, see shoes. Yeah, and, yeah, yeah. Like, you see some people at like an amusement park or at a concert.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, they wearing like a Nipsey Blue and a white shirt and it's all the same.
That's so true.
That right there, man, those are strange.
Yeah.
That's strange.
I can get down with like the matching shirts at Disneyland because I've done that with at least friends.
Right.
But yeah, when
it's not weird.
No, but when they go to to a concert and it's full on matching, like the same thing,
yeah,
but a
the
guy.
Shoes and everything.
That is just too extreme.
Hey, dude,
to
Jason
my life.
Showed me a picture of some of our great listeners, man, and our next door neighbors when it comes to the neighborhood, Albert and Blanca. Yeah. And they was wearing like those, I don't know if you know them, but we call them like Charlie Brown shirts. Like,
with the stripes across,
yeah. Browned and beige, or you see the dark blue and light blue. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, they were
together?
Wearing. They, yeah, he was wearing a Charlie Brown and she was wearing a Charlie Brown.
Oh my god!
Yeah, you know
dude.
What I'm saying?
That's for sure.
Yeah,
matching.
They are straight up matching. And like black Dickies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's
like,
yeah. Louis, you do some weird things with Myra, I'm sure. Yeah.
No, I don't think so. The last thing, you know what? I did catch myself wearing the same shoes one time, and I was like, damn, are we a couple?
But not on purpose.
No, yeah,
you know what
I'm
saying? But y'all do gel y'all hair the same. What's that strange thing you do as a couple? Not just putting on the same outfit.
Yeah.
But what's that strange thing? You know what I'm saying? Do y'all go to the gym together and get buff? Whatever it may be.
Whatever it is.
What's the strange thing you do as a couple? Maybe you two go to the restroom at the same time.
That's true.
Hit us up, 866-246-8923. I want to shower with you, Vettel. That's 866-246-8923. Big Boy Neighborhood.
Welcome to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's Neighborhood. Go Dodgers real quick, man.
Woo!
Come on now.
Dodgers, we gotta win.
Yeah, are you working today?
No, I'm not.
All right.
It's hard for me to find sitters on a Wednesday.
Really though, you could have brought the little one to our house.
Yeah,
who Dodgers playing today? What's
Cardinals?
What's that
stake? Win or go home. Wild card game. Let's go.
There it is, man.
All
righty, shout out to Jose's wife Jennifer, diehard Dodger fan.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Good thing she's not going up there because she put her hair in ponytails and want to fight. All righty, what's the strange thing you do as a couple? Let's bring Jenny into the neighborhood. Jenny, hello.
Hello.
Hello
good
there.
Morning.
Good morning. Good morning to you, Jennifer. Oh, I love it.
Yes.
Jenny, what's the strange thing you do as a couple, Jenny?
Okay, the strange thing that I do as a couple with my man, he and I, we take showers together on a regular basis.
Oh, that's...
And it is the most marvelous thing ever. He washes my back. I wash his back. You know, if he's having a bad day, he'll, like, lean against the shower wall and be like, babe, I had a bad day. And I was like, you know, I'll rub his neck and splash water on him.
All right, keep it clean. I don't want to be in the shower with you too much. Keep it clean. Hey, man, she got me nervous when it's like, he's having a bad day.
Yeah.
I'm thinking what I want. I was like, she better not say it.
And it feels like love, to be honest.
I heard that.
Yeah. She brought us in her.
Yeah.
Shower.
I was in the shower, man. I was butt naked in there with him. Yeah, so that's that strange thing y'all do as a couple. I heard that. I love
my
that.
My girlfriend thinks it's weird. And they tell me that I should have my personal space. And I'd be like, girl, don't hate.
Yeah, and you're doing it by choice.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You're doing
like,
it by choice.
Right.
I always tell my wife, like, baby, let's take a shower together. Mm-hmm. Then she look at me. She's like, no, I'm cool.
You know what I'm saying? I already showered.
Yeah. She's like, yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah. Okay. She's like, you can go first. You can get in the shower first. All righty. Let's bring Chris into the neighborhood and see what's going down with Chris. All righty now. Chris, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Chris. Chris, what's the strange thing you do as a couple?
All right, so look, me and my girl, we've been together for like 5 years. Mm-hmm. And we both sleep in the bed sometimes, like in a fetal position, but like back to back, like butt cheek to butt cheek, feet to feet, right?
Oh.
And so like sometimes she'll fart, and then like I catch it and fart right back on the butt cheek.
All
right,
there it is. Okay. We got it. We pretty much got it, right? I think we pretty much got it, right?
I say
what now?
I have so many questions.
Okay, I'm going to put them on hold.
I don't want to know anything.
Get all the answers that you need.
So
I'm going to put them on hold. It started getting crazy because when he had me at our, you know, we put our backs together, our butts, feet. I was like, oh, and then we, oh, okay.
Passing gas tennis or
hey, man, but we did ask, what's the strange thing you do as a couple?
We opened the door.
I heard that. All righty. I'm afraid to say y'all hit us up. 866-246-8923. Big Boy's Neighborhood. Love in the air. Oh, no, that's not love.
Check this out.
Hey, it is your partner Big Boy from Big Boy's Neighborhood on iHeartRadio.
Here's another In Case You Missed It moment with us.
He's back in the neighborhood. Lil Nas X, welcome back to the neighborhood, bro.
What's up? It's Lil Nas X.
I tell you, bro, we all got these things that I call the enoughs. But you got all the enoughs that some people don't have. You got to be black enough. You got to be hip hop enough. You got to be pop enough. You got to be gay enough. You got to be straight enough. You got to be cowboy enough, you know? But there's so many enoughs, and we all got them. And it's not complaining. You just understand that these are the enough jackets that you have to wear.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't really like, I don't like to sit in like sorrow about it or anything.
Right.
Because it's like, it's where I'm meant to be. It's like, it's my place in the universe. And it's like, I got to keep going.
Keep going. Thank you for listening. It is your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood. You can catch more of us right here on iHeartRadio. Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's Big Neighborhood. All righty, now, back in the neighborhood, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
And we already handled everyone's copay. We got Dr. Good. Oz back in the neighborhood. Dr. Oz, how you doing?
I'm doing superbly well. I made good money today. These copays add up.
Oh, yeah, man. Let me tell you, anytime we bring Dr. Oz in the neighborhood live, trust me, we already had our one-on-one consultations with him.
Yeah, pretty much, bro.
So, Dr. Oz, welcome back, man. And I know you're about to have another exciting week when it comes to your show as well, man. And it feels like everyone is kind of still talking about, you know, we're still in a pandemic. For those out there, we still are in a pandemic. There's still restrictions, so on and so forth. And, Dr. Oz, we're hearing so much, you know, vaccine and COVID talk. Does that still continue to lead a lot of your conversations as well?
I get asked about it everywhere I go. And I think when you do surveys about Americans and where our heads are at, overwhelming. I mean, it more than doubles the closest competitor because it's still in our lives. Mm. And if it's not getting COVID, if it's messing with your job or the supply chain, or you can't go get a fries from the fast food place. I mean, it affects us in many ways. And sometimes, of course, you start thinking, they're just making that as an excuse, because every time something can't happen, it's because of COVID, when you think it's maybe not COVID all the time. But the good news is, because so many folks are vaccinated, we're seeing a dramatic reduction in big time complications. It drops by, you know, from by, you know, only 10% of the baseline risk if you've been vaccinated. So that helps. This new pill over the weekend that came out from Merck, it's an antiviral pill. It cut in half the chance of dying or getting hospitalized if you have COVID. That's, by the way, in people who did not have the vaccine. So it's a huge benefit if you do get the disease. And you can. And this pill is not out yet, but it will be hopefully within a month or two. But it's actually raises another question, which, what took so long?
Right.
How is it possible that it took so long to get this pill existed before COVID? So what took so long to actually test it to figure out that it would save lives? Because we could have started using it a long time ago.
So, and I heard talk about that actual pill. What is that pill? And you say that it doesn't stop you from getting COVID, but does it make COVID more manageable? Is that what it is?
Makes it much more manageable. Wow. You know, it's like a computer hacker. It gets into the actual genetic code of the virus and messes up its replication. And so it gets all the virus, when it starts to really get aggressive and taking over your cells, it can't do it because it can't make more of itself. Mm. And that's why it's actually in some ways really promising, because the virus, you know, they morph, they change, they mutate. Yeah. And this medication will work against the mutated versions. Unlike the vaccine, which is designed against the spike protein, which does change, this medication should work even if the virus changes. So it should work against the Delta variant and future variants. The medication, by the way, was designed for hepatitis C and for influenza, right? So it actually has already been, you know, it shouldn't be effective if we can, you know, if the data is what it's described as. And I love the fact that we can give Americans a pill, because guess what? Americans love pills.
Yeah, we see that. Mm-hmm. Y'all stick around, y'all radios. We got Dr. Oz in the neighborhood, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big laughs, big stars, big hip-hop hits. It's Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's Neighborhood. All righty now, man. Your big interview. We got Dr. Oz in the neighborhood. Dr. Oz, you know, I get a lot of people, and I want you to keep it real with me, that tell me, I've never smoked in my life. I don't smoke. I don't drink. And I have people that tell me, Big, you need to smoke to go to sleep or try an edible. What do you think about that, Dr. Oz?
If you need a substance outside of yourself to do anything, it raises concerns.
Gotcha.
So I'm a big proponent of medical marijuana. I've talked about it publicly. Sanjay Gupta and I have done stuff together. I mean, I really believe it can help. And I do think medical marijuana can help us sleep. But It should be the last choice.
Yeah.
You should be doing everything else ahead of that. Because sleep and having problems with sleep is number one cause of healthcare problems in America, I think. Number one preventable, treatable problem. Because it's so devastating. It costs about $1 trillion just because people aren't paying attention when they go to work. So basic things like sleep hygiene, which means specifically, you know, don't just, you know, brush your teeth, wash your face, all that stuff, but turn the lights down about 20 minutes before you go to bed. So, or get different light bulbs so it doesn't turn on your brain. Don't watch the football game like last, you know, that, you know, that keeps you up late at night. And then you're so excited you can't get to bed. And this is a big issue. Big boy, I don't know which one you are, but some people can't fall asleep. Other people can't stay asleep.
Right. See, I can't stay asleep.
Yeah. So people who can't stay asleep, it's because your brain is racing and you're working through all these things that you're worried about and that you want to deal with the next day. And you're like a lot of people, you got big plans. So if you can write down on a piece of paper next to your bed before you, without getting out of bed, just write down, yeah, don't look at a screen. I don't want you getting your eyes, you know, your brain turned on with the light from a screen. Write on a piece of paper, the, you know, the things that are on your mind so you don't have to worry about them because you can't fix them while you're asleep anyway. Put the paper down on your bedstand and go back to sleep. And if you ever wake up in the middle of the night, whatever you're thinking about, write it down there and then go back to sleep again. Don't waste your time trying to work it out.
Damn, yeah,
what
man.
If your wife sees it? Looking at all your problems.
Hell yeah, like, baby, you're stressed. Like, yeah, stop reading my notes. Man, Dr. Oz, we always thank you for your time. Mm-hmm. And if there's any more information, of course, is it DrOz.com?
DrOz.com, all our social media sites. We got, I think, 13 million people on Facebook, Twitter, you know, Instagram, TikTok, all that. All that, whatever, wherever you want to find me, I'm polluting the airwaves.
Yeah, I see. I appreciate you. God bless you. That's Dr. Oz in the neighborhood. Oh, yeah. Y'all, Big Boys Neighborhood.
This is Big Boys Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new hip home for hip-hop is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boys Neighborhood. Boy. Natalia's up in here, Offset in the neighborhood news. I knew you were going
to
do that.
I don't know if we need to do, like, an intervention for Offset. What's or going if, like, on? He's going to have to go to rehab.
Oh, my Lord. What drug is he on?
He is addicted.
Is he on meth? Oh, God. Oh, God.
He's addicted to Instagram.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I was leaving, man. I was about to go take care of the homie.
No,
man, he's addicted to Instagram.
He's addicted to Instagram.
Oh, yeah, I saw
and
that.
He found out that he is addicted to Instagram the same way sort of a lot of us did found out what our relationship is like with social media. And it was because remember when Facebook, WhatsApp, and Instagram all went down for hours.
He wouldn't know what to do.
He didn't know what to do.
He didn't either.
A lot of us didn't. But as you know, also, Mark Zuckerberg, he did apologize for all that. So hopefully Offset
they
heard
say
that.
He lost billions of dollars.
$7 billion.
Because of that. He'll get it back.
Yeah, of course he'll get it back. But Offset did send out this message. He said, "Damn, I just noticed I'm addicted to Instagram."
I was just waiting it out. I hit refresh. I'm like, okay.
I did go back a few times to check, but yeah. I realized with the outage, I realized that I don't really care about Instagram.
Yeah, you do.
But I noticed how much I need it for work.
Right.
That's where it came in. But I was like, I like that I don't have to go check up or that I'm worried about this or, you know, wondering what this is. I really feel like if it wasn't
you're like,
here.
I hope it stayed down forever.
But yeah, I was like, oh, but I need it for work. I need to go see someone's Instagram right now to see if they updated their story. Did Drake put something up? I need it, you know, because that is where we do get some news.
Everything is so, well, instant, you know, but everything right now, I got to have it right now. I got to see it right now. I got to refresh my page, you know?
Yeah. You know, they were saying that the amount of times that we check our phone for social media has gone up in the last year.
I can imagine.
It's like 96%. I'd have to look up the services.
There's times when I get home and I just leave my phone.
That's good.
Yeah, man.
It's so tough to do for me, bro. I don't know why. Yeah, it's like.
Oh, yeah. You're way busier than I am.
I just have to check. I don't know. It's just. Habit, I guess, man.
Yeah.
You'd like to check Instagram or is that it's social
just
media?
Anything. Just to open my phone. It's just a habit for no damn reason.
I remember
it up
going
and just
home,
open it, like,
being out all day, going home
crazy.
At night, and my mom say, "Oh, Frank called."
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Now everything. I mean, if you don't answer somebody text, they call you. If you don't answer, they call, they text you. You know?
Yes.
And then you're sitting there having conversations with people that you could just knock out in a phone conversation.
Yeah.
You know, then you want to see what everybody's doing. Yeah. And that's a sign of the times.
It really is. Yeah. And I feel like we need to take it back a little bit. And Mark Zuckerberg doesn't need all that money, so he can go
away.
Right. And this way, Offset doesn't have to be addicted to Instagram.
Right.
He can be addicted to something else.
You brought that full circle? She brought it right back to Offset.
Nice.
All righty. There it is. That girl's a genius. Y'all stick around y'all radios, Big Boys Neighborhood.
You're waking up to Big Boys Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities, Big Boys Neighborhood.
Ani's up in here. What up, Ani?
What up, Big?
Oh, nothing. New music. What we got?
We got some Cortez.
Hello.
Big, Drake just dropped his album, and he's still, like, the number one with his album, and I can't stop listening to this song off of it.
Too sexy for this sir. Too sexy for your girl. Too sexy for this world. Too sexy for this ice. Too sexy for that jet. Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead now.
Love this song, yeah. But no, you know, I'm not the only one. No, when this comes on in the car, I'm like, yeah, too sexy.
And you got your hands off the steering wheel right there?
All right. With the left hand, I'm
there
like,
it is.
Yeah, if you see me in the car, it's crazy.
I told you.
Uh-huh. And I sing. But I'm not the only one obsessed with this because Cordae, I feel like he's really been listening to it. Big, he recently went on to see this guy named Aiden Ross, who's a Twitch streamer. And on his Twitch streams, he'll like interview people and he'll do freestyles and stuff. See? And then he put this song on. He's like, Cordae, I'll start and then you take it off. Aiden was, And then Cordae just caught the beat. But Big, there's a line I want you to listen for. And he talks about the movie Get Out.
All righty.
Okay, coupe cost cool quarter mil. My Lamborghini color orange teal. New crib paid by the touring deal. Took your favorite sing on a date. I'll still show up late like Lauren Hill. Then I hit it good in my penthouse. Told to get out like Jordan Peele. My pants sagging, my chain.
Oh my God!
My main thing. For my next album, sell a million copies. Cause it's lifestyle, I gotta maintain. I got a million problems plus $1 million. I just had to spend it, get my zillions out of. From the prison, I ain't even tripping about it. Cause if I got it, then my zillions got it. Like, hey. Way too thick,
no
sexy
buddy
shirt.
He killed that.
Way too
thick. Hey, man, I hate when people freestyle and then people go, aah! Like, you know what I'm
You're
saying?
Like
when we get it, and I've been having people freestyle my whole career. God. But you got to like, ooh.
Yeah, you gotta hold back.
Thank God you
and
don't
And it's
do
not
that,
just
bro.
The Twitch sound, but he was just loud. Like,
yes.
Shut up, we lost the line, man.
And that was my
What's
favorite.
My man name? Aiden Ross?
Yeah, Aiden Ross on Twitch.
I probably know him too. Sorry, Aiden. Back off your mic when people freestyle.
Yeah, please.
Stop freestyling with greats.
Yeah, exactly. And then Big, after that, he went into another Kendrick Lamar freestyle, but everybody on Twitch, because it's a stream and they can comment, they're like, oh my God, you just went off. You need to get on the remix of this. And I think what's going to happen is that Drake's going to hear this because everyone on Twitter right now, they're tagging Drake. They're like, check this out. And then Cordae's going to jump on the remix for this.
Go ahead now. So you already know that this is happening.
I mean,
you envision
this. Speaking it into the existence.
I heard that. You speak a lot of things into existence.
Manifesting really works, you guys.
Really, though.
You have to believe that it's going to happen. And then, you know.
I'm not going to argue that.
No, really.
I love the positivity. I'm not going to argue
we're
that.
We're going to have tacos today. Just watch. I'm going to keep saying it, and then we're going to have tacos.
Well, we'll
today.
Definitely have tacos if you go buy them.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all stick around. Y'all ready? Big Boys Neighborhood.
Welcome to Big Boys Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boys
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy.
Louis G's up in here. Mom knows best.
Yeah, man, this is where I ask my beautiful mom, Lourdes, man, for advice. Because she always knows how to give me the correct advice,
she
man.
She knows best.
She knows best. That's what they always say, right? Moms know best, man. And this time, you know, there's a situation with the Jacksonville Jaguars head coach, Urban Meyer.
Oh, yeah,
being married,
man.
And being out at a club and, you know, dancing on some white women.
Yeah, what? No. Those white women were dancing on him, Louis.
That's so true, man.
You know?
But I had asked my mom, like, if I was in a situation where I walked into a bar and I saw my married friend dancing with a bunch of women, having, you know, drinking some drinks, dancing with them, what should I do? Moms knows best.
Oh, okay, here we go.
All right, here's the question. Here's the situation, mom, right? I walk into a bar and I see one of my married friends drinking and dancing with some hot women. What do I do as a friend? Mom knows best. Here we go. ¿Qué hago, mom?
You can tell them to say, hey, don't be stupid. Do you see what you're doing? It's embarrassing for your wife. Your wife is going to know what you're doing. You think you are a macho man or what? Come on, don't do that. When you get home, somebody else going to let her know. So be careful because they're going to send you out. They're going to kick you out from the house.
Yes.
And they're going to kick you out only with your underwear. So that's why you want a macho man?
Yeah. There it is. You know what I'm saying? Kick him out in the underwear. Yeah. Don't act like a macho man and she ended. That's what you want, macho man?
Exactly, man.
Yeah, man.
Everything with macho man. I think she has a little fascination with the macho man song or something.
Yeah,
dog.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I don't know if she likes the village people. But.
I love it. Hey. Uh-oh.
Macho man?
Macho man.
Macho man?
Go ahead now.
Macho man? Macho man?
Go ahead now.
Macho man?
Bring it down, Lourdes!
Macho man? Macho man?
Go ahead, Lourdes! Tell him!
I've got to be
what?
Macho Man.
Lourdes.
Macho Man.
Go ahead, Lourdes.
Macho Man.
Yeah.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Moms knows best. Yes. All righty. Don't be a macho man.
Don't do it.
Stay in your relationship. All righty. All righty. And remember, we'll have another great Mom Knows Best because Lourdes knows best.
Love you, Mom.
All righty. Y'all stick around. Y'all radios. Big Boys Neighborhood.
Macho Man.
There it is. Big Boys Neighborhood, y'all.
You're checking out Big Boys Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boys
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy.
Natalia's up in here, neighborhood news. I'm just going
to
I'm gonna set the mics for you.
Yes!
And I'm
just
gonna,
so excited.
I'm going to walk through the kitchen.
No, Big, you have to stick around for this.
I'm going to set the mics and walk through the kitchen.
I'm going to pull you into the world of where all the fans are at of Game of Thrones. Oh, I know so many people are so excited about this. Game of Thrones, as we know, yes, it's done. But we know that a prequel is coming. And HBO has been working so hard on getting a prequel out there. Next year, we're going to get it. But now we have the very first trailer of
It's called House of?
House of Dragons.
House of Dragons. All right, sorry about that.
You were so excited.
Kings. Fire. Dragons did.
Awesome!
Amen. I'm not going to even front.
So excited.
And usually, yeah. I never watched Game of Thrones, but I can't front. Even just listening to that trailer, it sounds like incredibly boring.
No.
Like, I can't
front. Bro.
No, it's going to be so. Okay. Right. So it takes place 200 years before the actual Game of Thrones.
You don't have to do your voice like that.
It takes place. And it's going to be, I think it's going to be really epic. I think it's going to have the same things that we loved about Game of Thrones, of characters that we love, and then they die. But this time, there's going to be even more dragons. There's just like a
so
different
sick.
Element of it.
Dude,
I'm
sleep
telling you.
So bad. My sleep pattern is horrible.
Yeah.
I wish that you could have told me this story before I went to sleep.
You still haven't seen one episode of Game of Thrones?
Say what now?
You haven't seen one episode?
No, Big. I haven't.
Wow, Big. You gotta jump on it,
you know how
it,
much you
so
love
dope.
Like certain reality shows that have competitions and stuff?
Yeah, reality shows.
Yeah, reality shows.
Reality
this
shows.
This is like that. It's got the drama that you love.
The key
love.
Word is reality. So you saying that Game of Thrones is like Big Brother?
It's similar because they go after
kingdoms,
people
right.
and then people like get
hey,
evicted.
Man, to
they
somebody
get
right now, I sound real stupid. to a lot of people.
I know there are people out there that want to convince you just as much as I want to convince you. But Game of Thrones, House of Dragon, it's coming.
It's
we're ready.
Coming.
We're
going to
pull you in.
Dude,
you're in the House of Dragon.
Man, I'm extremely excited. Y'all stick around. Y'all radios, Big Boys
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy.
And do continue to hang out with us, man, in case you missed it. Ani, what we got?
Young Thug.
Young Thug in the neighborhood.
He owes a thank you, a big thank you to his mom, Big, and that's his song, When Diamond.
I love it. 10 million. All righty. Y'all stick around. Y'all radios, in case you missed it, we got Young Thug in the neighborhood, Big Boys Neighborhood.
You're in Big Boys Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boys
Big
Neighborhood,
boy.
Ani's up in here. What up, Ani?
What up, Big?
Oh, nothing, in case you missed it. What we got?
Young Thug.
Young Thug, the thugger himself.
Hello.
Big, this is so cool. He deserves a huge congratulations. His mom deserves a congratulations. And Camila Cabello.
Oh, man.
But her song, Havana, which came out 2017, went diamond, and Young Thug was featured on it.
Mm-hmm.
So dope, Big. This was just a little, this is how it sounds.
This is history and I'm making home. Only point blank close range that thing. If it goes a million, that's me. I was getting moolah, baby.
Havana, na-na. Hey. Half of my heart is in Havana.
Congratulations to them.
Yeah. And this makes Camila Cabello the second Hispanic artist in the U.S. to ever get a diamond-selling single.
Congratulations.
After Cardi.
After Cardi, go ahead.
Yep, and Big, when Young Thug came into the neighborhood, he actually told you that he didn't want to get on this song. His mom made him.
It's not about a number one song with me. I don't care if I never get a number one song. I don't care. I just love doing music. I do music because I love doing music. I don't do music for satisfaction. I don't do it for money. I don't do it for any of these things. I do it because I love to do music.
Mm-hmm.
A football player that loves football, you play football because you love football. LeBron James got $1 billion. He don't care about a coin. He loves playing basketball.
Basketball.
He want to stay on the court.
Yeah, want to win.
Yes, it's the same with me. So I never cared about... I heard from the first day I got the song. I had the song in my email for 6 months.
Oh no!
The song was out 6 months before I put my part on.
Damn! Like anybody else would have jumped on, just because.
So it got to the point where the label. Wave. Yeah, I don't care for that. It got to the point where somebody in my team then told my mom like, "Yo, tell this to do this feature."
He'll listen to his mom.
You know, that's like the last resort when you're like, man.
Tell his mom.
Yeah.
Like, you don't tell my mom. My like, son, can you just do me a favor? I'm like, what's up, mom?
You going in your pocket? Like, what's
yeah,
up,
I'm thinking she's going to say, send me some money. Can you please just do the song? Please. I'm like, man, I already sent the money back. I just didn't feel like doing music. I just didn't feel like doing the song.
Was it at a moment where you were just like,
I didn't feel like doing it. It wasn't even, like, anybody else would have gotten
it. Did you get a Grammy for that?
Few of them.
Oh,
I'm glad I did it.
Grammy, yeah. Diamond, man. Certified now, 10 million. That's crazy. Great.
Yep, it's such a good song, too.
He said he sat on it for 6 months.
So crazy.
Yeah, you know, when somebody tell your mom, you got to be like, you know what I'm saying? Like, wow, congratulations to them.
Yep, so
there
good.
It is, man. In case you missed it, you can find that entire interview with Young Thug at RadioBigBoy.com.
Check this out.
Hey, did you find a big boy from Big Boy's Neighborhood on iHeartRadio? Here's another In Case You Missed It moment with us. Nathalia, the 90-day rule.
Do people still follow the 90-day rule?
Then you hear the 90-day rule, but I'm wondering, does it still apply?
Yeah, like, do people still do it?
We did the 90-day rule, but I didn't know we were doing the 90-day. Oh. Neither did she. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
It's just that we were talking, so on and so forth.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't just lay down. You can't just have this.
Yes,
you know
what I mean? Yes.
It's just applying. Yes. Just gonna see y'all, man. Yeah, so
I wanted to hear from people. I want to know if people still like.
I'd rather we just keep it with us. Thank you for listening. It is your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood. You can catch more of us right here on iHeartRadio. Big Boy's Neighborhood, we're going to go ahead and get on out of here. Definitely want to thank you guys for hanging out with us in the neighborhood. Appreciate you. Appreciate your time.
That's right.
Thank you once again to Dr. Oz for being in the neighborhood, man.
Thank you.
I don't know what it would cost, you know, because we ask Oz a lot of questions.
Yes. All personal.
We ask him a lot of questions, man. But thank you to Dr. Oz. Brand new big interview. You can find the entire interview at RadioBigBoy.com. And you know what's crazy, man? It's just speaking with Oz and telling him about, you know, my sleeping is horrible. Mm-hmm. You know, and I do get a lot of people that tell me, man, you need to try an edible. You need to try, you know, try to smoke, you know, just a little bit. And he was kind of like, nah.
Yeah, he said make it the last thing.
Yeah. Right? But you know what? I've tried everything.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to do no craziness like those prescribed medicines. And you know what I'm saying? Like, I remember George Lopez was telling us about something he was on. I don't know. It was one of those, like, prescribed sleep aids.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he had got up and went in his closet and got dressed, put on one of his black suits that he's performing.
Uh-huh.
He thought he had a show.
Oh,
and he got fully dressed in his black suit. Yeah, so.
Getting dressed to go nowhere.
Yeah, I don't have time for that. You know what I'm saying? But thank you once again to Dr. Oz. Also, in case you missed it, we had Young Thug in the neighborhood. You can find that entire interview at RadioBigBoy.com. And for those out there that hit us up, do age gaps work in a relationship? Mm. Most people said yes.
Yeah, they did say yes.
Yeah,
a couple people said, you know, no, I tried it, but it didn't work. I mean, that's like my case. Like, I mentioned to you guys that I have dated younger and older, and both of those relationships didn't work out. Mm. Matt and I are the exact same age.
Really?
Yeah.
Alrighty, like the one person that was like, oh, I dated 19 years older than, like, you know, 10 years younger. I'm like,
that's a lot.
Maybe the problem is her.
Yeah,
I don't want to tell her that, though. You know what I'm saying?
I've smashed some, like, older tías, but I've never been in a relationship.
Really,
with, like,
though, but not your tías.
No, not my tías.
Okay.
Some tías out there.
I'm about to say, man, the strange thing you do as a couple. You're about to lead me right into the next one.
No, just say some old some tías out there.
Yeah, just some older ladies.
Yeah, some older ladies.
It almost sounded a little scary where you guys broke it down.
That's true.
And how old were you? 20, 22,
23. 24.
And how old were they? Because when you're like 20,
about like 30.
Old is like, you know, man, she's 30.
I think the oldest is like 41, bro.
Really?
Yeah.
Really, though? Had to wait till her kids went to college.
She was
out. On over there.
It wasn't her weekend that weekend.
Yeah, her son, right when he got home from football practice, would have beat you up. You know, you better
That's
be careful
true.
Knocking down somebody's mama.
You gotta be careful.
Best believe that, man. And for those that hate us, so what's the strange thing you do as a couple? Yeah.
Some of these couples, man.
Yeah, man. My man that said they sleep butt to butt and feet to feet and all that. I was like, all right.
You don't know where it was going.
Yeah,
but
we didn't say weirdos call us up. You know what I'm saying? But thank you guys for hanging out with us in the neighborhood. Enjoy the rest of your day. We are Big Boy's Neighborhood, and we are gone.
Big Boy has left the building.